Welcome back guys, wish you very well. This is Gautam and you are watching our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, I hope you liked our last recipe of kanji. Make kanji this holy and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section below that video. So today we are going to show you a recipe for naan khatai, a very famous shortbread biscuit recipe. It is popularly found on the street of Delhi and it is very quick and easy to make. So for making naan khatai, we are going to take half cup of clarified butter or ghee in a mixing bowl, half cup of powdered sugar. You can also use icing sugar or normal granulated sugar and grind it. Now we are going to mix it until it becomes pale in color. As you can see, it is ready. I have already kept my oven for preheating at 180 degrees Celsius. So now we will add 1 cup of all-purpose flour, half cup of gram flour, quarter cup of fine semolina, 1 teaspoon of cardamom powder. And guys, you must have seen lot of naan khatai recipes where they use baking powder or baking soda. But guys, in my experience, they don't require baking powder or baking soda. They are already very crispy. But still, if you want them to be a little bit crumbly, you can add a pinch of baking soda. Now we are going to mix it and make a dough. So our dough is ready. Now we are going to shape our naan khatais. Now we are going to take a little bit of dough in our hand and make a round ball out of it. Press it between our palms. Make a depression in the center using your thumb. And we are going to put it in a tray already lined with the parchment paper or aluminum foil. So we will shape our rest of the naan khatais. So all our naan khatais are shaped. And guys, avoid putting them all close to each other, because when they'll bake, they'll increase in size and expand. So keep at least nearly 2 inches apart. Now we are going to top them using chopped pistachios. You can also use a whole almonds, cashew nuts or any nuts of your choice. Now we are going to bake them in a preheated oven at 180 degrees Celsius for 10 to 12 minutes. And guys, it also depend on from oven to oven the baking time. So after 8 minutes, just keep an eye on them. So we are going to bake. So our naan khatais are perfectly baked and they are ready. And guys, while they are hot, they'll be very soft, so be careful. And the softness will make you feel that they are not done. But when you see a slight golden brown tinge on the surface, then they are done. So what we'll do, we'll take them out on a wire rack with the help of a spatula and allow them to cool. And when they'll become cool, they'll become more crispy. So we will transfer all of the naan khatais on the wire rack. And guys, see how quick and easy this recipe is. Very few ingredients we have used and our wonderful naan khatais are ready. I'm eating them since my childhood and they are always my favorite. So tempting, and the smell of baked naan khatais is very tempting. And the amount of ingredients we have taken is sufficient to make 15 to 20 medium sized khatais. So as I said, they are very tempting. So let's try naan khatai. Crumbly, flaky, almost melting in the mouth. And the essence of clarified butter along with the cardamom powder and pistachios is an ultimate combination. And guys, you can also use normal butter instead of clarified butter. As such, I have not tried a vegan version, but if you use coconut oil, that should work. So guys, do try this naan khatai with tea or coffee in breakfast or either as an evening time snack. And as such, Holi is also approaching. So you can also make these naan kathais in different colors. So guys, I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe. See you next time.